Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to a new edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am glad you have joined me tonight. It is October the 18th, year of our Lord 2021. And you are listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. We had a few difficulties last week. We were not able to come on like we should, but we are back live in the studio tonight. We've ironed out all of the bugs. If you would like to call in tonight, you can do so. The area code is 845-241-9839. That's area code 845-241-9839. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night at 9 o'clock from 9 to 10. Gospel Gold is a program that's dedicated to the preservation of historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. That is what we're about. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel. It is work songs and field hollers. These were the first recorded sounds of our people upon these American shores. And from that came gospel, blues, jazz, rock and roll, and all the music that we have today. Yes, all the music that we have today tells a story of a people who have been resilient, overcoming the obstacles that were placed before them, a people who had a mastery, a sense of understanding, and a sense of pride, a people who knew that God would provide for them. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the greatest of all of the gifts is religion with rhythm. It's when our first ancestors came upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm, syncopated rhythm. It is through this that all the music that has been displayed and played has its root. Some of the greatest songs, some of the greatest melodies have been given to this world through the African-American experience. That's what we're about here at Gospel Gold. We are a program that is dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. This is not just another music program. I am not a DJ. But each week we come with 1 hour to talk about the great achievements our people have made in the gospel recording industry. We go to various different types of gospel. We talk about different styles of gospel. And of course, the history of gospel and all of the artists that have made such an impact through the gospel recording industry. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. It's the Gospel Gold Groups Facebook page. Go there and join. Don't forget to like and then share, so others will know about Gospel Gold. On the Gospel Gold Groups page, you'll find some of the music that we play each week here on Gospel Gold. You'll also find articles on various gospel artists. And you also find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All of the programs here on Blog Talk Radio are archived. That means that you can go back at any time and hear any program that you would like to hear from Gospel Gold. So we invite you to go to the Facebook page. It's the group's Facebook page of Gospel Gold. Join, don't forget to like, and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We pray, God, that something be said, something be played tonight that would encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, it's choir night here on Gospel Gold, and we have done many choirs. We've featured many choirs. Of course, when we talk about choir night, we're usually talking about the mass choir. These are the largest choirs in the African-American church. It is the sound of the African-American church. It's the largest sound that you will hear in the church. It's often comprised of the various different choirs that are in the church, the senior choir, the gospel choir, the young adult choir. All of them come together to form the mass choir. And there have been many mass choirs. We have featured several over the past few months. In the last season, we also did a feature on the mass choirs. If you go back to the Facebook page and find that feature we did on the mass choir, we'll talk about how the mass choir is broken down and how they separate the voices and all of that. Very good program we had last season on the mass choir. So tonight, we're going to continue. We're going to continue to bring you the sound of the African-American church with the mass choir. Here is I Surrender All by the Alabama State Mass Choir. That was the Alabama State Choir, recorded in 1993. It is choir night here on Gospel Gold. I'm glad about it. We always have a good time and just relax and listen to some good choir music. One of the choirs that I want to bring forth tonight is a choir that you may have never heard of, but I'm sure you've heard of Operation Push. The Rainbow Push Coalition is a product of the social justice movement that grew out of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, Operation Breadbasket. That was founded by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Operation Breadbasket sought to combine theology and social justice and to affect progress and economic and educational changes and policies in America. In 1966, Dr. King appointed Reverend Jesse L. Jackson Sr. to serve as the first director of Operation Breadbasket in Chicago, Illinois. The Rainbow Push Coalition is the result of a merger between Operation Push and the Rainbow Coalition. Established in 1971 by Reverend Jackson, People United to Save Humanity, PUSH, better known as PUSH, was organized, dedicated to improving the economic conditions of Black communities across the United States. In the 1970s, PUSH expanded its area of social and political development using direct action campaigns, a weekly radio broadcast, and awards that honored prominent Blacks in the United States and abroad. Through Operation PUSH, Reverend Jackson established a platform from which to protect Black homeowners, workers, and businesses. PUSH also dedicated itself to developing young people through reading programs and a creation of PUSH Excellence, a program that emphasized keeping inner-city youth in school while assisting them with job placement. The organization was also highly successful at compelling major corporations with a presence in the Black community to adopt affirmative action programs, which committed the companies to hire more Black and minority executives and supervisors. It also influenced these companies to include Black suppliers, wholesalers, distributors on their purchasing list. PUSH also used prayer vigils, boycotts, as a means to win job concessions for minorities from white businesses. The reason why I brought that up tonight is because many people did not know that Operation PUSH had a choir. It was called the People's Choir of Operation PUSH. And I want to play just a couple of their songs tonight. A wonderful, wonderful mass choir, the Operation PUSH Mass Choir. And you'll only hear it here on Gospel Gold. that was the Push, Operation Push Choir. It is choir night here on Gospel Gold. Of course, we always feature the bigger mass choirs as well. And one of them that we had not featured in the past was the Florida Mass Choir. The Florida Mass Choir arrived on the scene in the late 1970s when mass choirs were beginning to dominate gospel radio and make the Billboard gospel spiritual charts. Amassing hit album after hit album in the 1980s and the 90s, the Florida Mass Choir took full advantage of its popularity and helped to inspire other cities to organize their own mass choirs. A series of events led to the founding of the Florida Mass Choir, the first of which was the establishment of the Florida chapter of the Journal of the Gospel Music Workshop of America. That was founded by, of course, Dr. In 1972. Attending the Gospel Workshop board meeting in New Orleans, Fred Mendelson of Savoy Records heard a tape of Florida chapter members and knew that this was a choir that needed to be recorded. Subsequently, the Tampa Mass Choir was established from members of the Tampa chapter, as well as from the New Redemptive Ensemble, Voices of Faith Community Choir. But in 1976, they established the Florida Mass Choir, established in Greater Jacksonville. Members came from Jacksonville as well as Gainesville. Directors of the local choirs served as co-directors of the Mass Choir. The new group performed at Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. to a standing ovation. The choir's first release was also Reverend Bigham's first production, credited for Savoy in 1979. Come Let Us Reason Together. It was the first in a series of live double albums the choir released on Savoy. Following came Let's Reason Together, which charted in Billboard 19, where Jesus Will Never Say No, 1982. Be Encouraged, 1982. Lord, You Keep Proving Yourself, 1982. The Storm Clouds Rising, 1985. The City of Fort Lauderdale decreed November 21st, 1981, as Florida Mass Choir Day. And so it is tonight that we want to bring forth the Florida Mass Choir. They have done such great work over the years. They have been such a staple in the gospel music industry. And of course, we have not featured them. I don't know how we missed them. We've done the Georgia Mass Choir, we did the Mississippi Mass Choir, the Chicago Mass Choir, we've done probably about 8 or 9 Mass Choirs, and I don't know how we missed the Florida Mass Choir, but tonight, the Florida Mass Choir with our theme song, Be Steadfast and Anticipation, recorded in 1994.
Oh, my. come on.
Florida Mass Choir featuring Reverend Arthur T. Jones, recorded in 1994. I want to shout out some good people, particularly my good friend, Reverend Kirkland, T.A. Kirkland. He heard me a minute ago struggling with the name James Cleveland. We were talking about who established the Gospel Workshop of America, and I couldn't call that name. I'm not as young as I used to be, and sometimes those names just don't come right up when I think of them. But thank you so much, Reverend Kirkland, for that name. Also, I want to shout out Tommy Womble of Greensboro, North Carolina, Linda Williams of Bunn, North Carolina, Sister Joanne Parker of Durham, North Carolina, Reverend Johnny Riddick of Durham, North Carolina. Thank all of you and so many others for your support in Gospel Gold. We continue to come forth with some of the great music in gospel. Another choir I'd like to feature before our time runs out tonight is the Indiana State Mass Choir. Again, this is one of those mass choirs that was formed out of the General Baptist Convention of Indiana. Every state has its own General Baptist Convention. The General Baptist State Convention of Indiana, Incorporated, is a fervent nonprofit membership organization founded in 1921. With the premise of strengthening ministry, worship, and education in the Baptist church community. It is comprised of district associations that govern over 100 Baptist churches across Indiana. It is an incorporated organization. Like most state organizations and conventions, they meet once a year. Sometimes they record the choirs that they have for their various conventions. And this is the Indiana State Mass Choir that was formed from the General Baptist State Convention of Indiana. We'll play Anything But Phil and How Majestic.
I'm
getting ready to pass through the Red Sea. Now, when I count to three, we gonna break out in a praise that our God is worthy of. Are you ready to praise Him? Are you ready to clap your hands? Are you ready to dance?
Well, beloved, it looks like our time is about up, and we thank you for yours. We hope you have enjoyed our program of the most recognizable sound of the African-American church. If you would like to get in touch with Gospel Gold, you can do so by email. You can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net, gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have some comments for the program, or you may have some interesting information that we can use on Gospel Gold. You can do so by emailing us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. Of course, don't forget to go to our Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page, join, like, and be a part of the Gospel Gold community. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, Gospel Gold is supported by Faith That Lives Ministry and by great listeners like you. We do have a Cash App. You can support us through the Cash App. It starts with a dollar sign and one word, Gospel Gold. The two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We thank God for all of you tonight. We pray that you will have a great week. And don't forget to come back next Monday night at 9 p.m. for another new edition of Gospel Gold. We're going to go home tonight with the Push, Operation Push Choir, Included Me. God bless you. Have a great week. Oh,